traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
TGIF, and it'll be a warm end to the work week, much like the last couple of days. Some humidity, and while there may be a very isolated shower with the sea breeze, like we saw yesterday pop up, almost nobody saw rain except the immediate south of downtown and along the St. John's River to about the Buckman Bridge. And that was hit and miss and brief. That would be the kind of thing we'd see today as the sea breeze starts to penetrate inland. Otherwise, temperatures reach the mid to upper 80s, and then that southeast wind off the Atlantic will kick in enough to steady out temperatures inland and drop them a bit into the upper 70s. At the beaches. The better chance for rain over the next few days is tomorrow afternoon and evening. We're going to get just enough moisture and a little upper level disturbance, and combine that with the sea breeze to trigger some showers and thunderstorms. The majority of them may initially be mostly inland, but by very late in the afternoon and into the evening, there should be a drift toward the east, toward at least I-95 and perhaps even east of I-95. So keep an eye to the sky. It's not a lot of rain necessarily in most neighborhoods. It's not real intense storms, but some of those storms will continue. Some lightning, and obviously you got to respect that lightning, and some downpours. So just keep an eye to the sky and realize there may be a bit of activity, so to speak, to deal with later tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Sunday, we go back to just an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm with very low coverage. So today, less than 10% of the area gets rain. Saturday, as much as half the area would get some much-needed rainfall. Sunday, we're back to less than a quarter of the area getting any rain, and by Monday, it's less than 20% of the area getting rain. So you get the idea. It's tomorrow or nothing for the most part over the next week or so. Actually, we start to dry out early and middle part of next week and heat up. We've been talking about that all week long. Monday will be in the upper 80s, and by Tuesday we're in the low 90s. We'll likely see some mid-90s for the middle of next week. There are some hints that we may have some higher rain chances as we head toward next weekend, but that's a ways away. And boy, we have just witnessed how quickly we can dry out after a bunch of above average months with rainfall. We've now gone just 3 weeks without much rain in most spots, and it has dried out in a hurry. So we could use a soaking, obviously. So we've got a lot going on, as we typically do around the area this weekend. Luke Combs' concert is this evening, and again tomorrow evening. Look for partly cloudy skies. It's just fine this evening, warm, but otherwise okay. Temperatures will be dropping from the 80s in the afternoon to the 70s in the evening. Tomorrow, a little bit more of a concern for that shower or thunderstorm risk, especially early on in the concert, probably before Luke comes out, but that'll be something to be aware of and be prepared for very late tomorrow afternoon, early tomorrow evening. And we have the Fernandina Beach Shrimp Fest. Today is day one of the 3-day festival. It's been going on for many a year, and a good time, good food, lots of shrimp, very warm temperatures. Fernandina Beach looks dry today and Sunday, but there will be that risk for an evening shower, a thunderstorm tomorrow. We have the Jumbo Shrimp with a rather unusual schedule for the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. 105 first pitch today and tomorrow. That's because of the concert in the stadium. So we're looking at temperatures for the Jumbo Shrimp that are going to be very warm, in the 80s both days. And there's going to be a shower, a thunderstorm risk for Saturday afternoon's game. And then the beaches look nice. There'll be more of a sea breeze today to help those temperatures not be quite so hot at the beaches. And then there is an evening, especially, or very late afternoon into the evening, risk for a shower, a thunderstorm tomorrow. And then Sunday looks to be primarily dry with any showers or storms well inland. Winds will generally be from a southerly direction in the morning, more southeast or even easterly in the afternoon. Seas will average about 2 to occasionally 3 feet. There'll be a low to moderate rip current risk. Remember, there can be rip currents, though, at just about any time. And water temperatures are around 74 right now or so. Likely going to hit that 80-degree mark for our water temperatures a little early this year, it would seem, unless we steady out big time. But we typically are near 80 by the 1st of June. We might beat that a little bit this year. So overall, good-looking weekend. Just be aware of those few showers and storms that are going to pop, especially late Saturday and Saturday evening. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. With all the weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.